Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator, Jenny Baker. And Jenny, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And this is exciting. We're on the verge of the month of September. And before we dive into things, I know you're kind of newer with the conservation department. You talked about that you've been working there for about a year, formerly working at Tyson, which I know obviously shut down last year and kind of laid off a lot of people. Just talk about how things have been going in your role. I know before you, we had Sarah McKeever, who was the outreach coordinator that we would talk to. But yeah, just talk about how the last year has gone for you.
Yeah, it was a big struggle when I first found out about Tyson closing, but I was lucky enough to find a job in Perry here that I could have a small commute, so that was kind of nice. And jumping into a whole different role, like I've never done anything like this before, so it was kind of nice to step into a new position here. I've only been here for about a year or so, still learning the ropes, still trying to figure out how everything works. And when Kurt took over the director, that was a big change at the same time, so we were all learning new positions at the same time. But it's been good so far, like just learning everything and meeting new people, doing stuff like this is totally new for me. Still learning, but it's been really good. It's been really nice. So
yeah, no, that's awesome. And yeah, like you said, you kind of came in around the time Kurt took over. So
yeah,
lots of changes, but I think it's really been well. So again, so we'll dive into some things. So I know Dallas County Conservation, you guys held a survey. I know it ended here recently on August 30th, but talk about what the survey was about, what kind of information you guys were gathering.
Yeah, so it was just an overall survey for anybody open to the public, what facilities you've been at, Keene, Vos, stuff like that, and asking what improvements, amenities that you would encourage us to make improvements on, what we should add, talking about the planned education facility that we have coming at Keene Conservation Area that's going to add educational location, year-round programs, improve the access for all ages, indoor classrooms. If there's severe weather outside, there's a place that you can take shelter now. There's going to be modern bathrooms there. There's a totally new design. It's going to be an amazing building that we have there. And then anything that had questions about that you could put little comments on. We had questions about the newsletter that we do give out quarterly, whether you like seeing it online or mailed to you. Some people prefer one or the other, and we like to know that. And if we needed to add more pictures, more articles to the newsletter, if you like it one way or the other. And of course, any feedback that you wanted to give us, you know, on anything that we have, the parks, the camping, the facilities itself, or the newsletter overall, like just basic questions just to get feedback from the community to see how we can improve ourselves and get more people interacted with us.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks. Hopefully that all went well. And so I know, take all that data and kind of analyze it. So thanks for talking about that. Now moving on, I talked to Kurt Cable before about the Bridge Us Back campaign a little bit. The fire, which I know it's been several months now, back on May 12th, took significant damage for the Raccoon River Valley Trail, NADEL specifically. And so talk about what this campaign is.
It's pretty much just to raise funds to help us get the bridge back up and running. It was an estimated $896,000 worth of damage, so it was a pretty big deal. Right. Like, it wasn't something small that can be fixed tomorrow. We're hoping that we can raise enough funds that it could be open maybe by next year. You know, that's the date. I believe it's May of next year. Sure. But if you don't have the funds, you can't do anything, so it takes time. At this time, Dallas County Conservation cannot designate an official detour, so that kind of puts a damper on things for some people. We do say that if you do find your own detour, just be cautious. We can't guarantee like whatever detour you take is going to be correct, so just be careful. If you would like to donate, you are more than welcome, and we would greatly appreciate it. You can do that online through the mail, or you can bring something into our office. If you do write a check, please make it out to the Dallas County Foundation. That is where everything will go into. If you have any questions about how you can donate, where you can donate, you are always welcome to call us. Our number is 515-465-3577. Currently, right now, we have an estimated donation total of $60,000. Nice. So we are making progress. It's just slow, which is okay. Yep. But any amount is encouraged and appreciated. No number is too small.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, well, that's great. Like you said, you have a start. I know it's quite a bit of money, like you mentioned. But yeah, any amount that can be donated is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so thank you for talking about that. And yeah, that'll be exciting to get that back up and running next year and stuff. So again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator, Jenny Baker. And now, Jenny, want to dive in a little bit to some of your September programs coming up, as I know you guys have programs every single month for people. And I know a big one coming up is your Prairie Awakening, Prairie Awoke program. That's happening here quickly, Saturday, September 6th. So talk a little bit about what this is.
Yeah, so Saturday, September 6th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. located at Keene Conservation Area. It's a big gathering that we have with Dallas Chief Eagle. He's a master hoop dancer, and he will be bringing his oldest daughter, Jasmine, and her family, and they will put on a show of everything that they're able to do. There will be plenty to do for kids and children and adults of all ages. It's not specifically for one age group or anything like that. So there's plenty to do, plenty to see. It's kind of emotional if you've never been there before. Like, it draws you in and it, you know, opens your eyes of things that you've never seen before. There's all kinds of games, demonstrations, dancing, music, food, and so much more going on. So it's not just sitting there watching them do stuff. Like, it's a lot to do, like hands on. It gets you off your chair. It gets you to do stuff, you know, like it's pretty interesting to see if you've never seen it before. So I definitely encourage. It is 100% free admission. There is food that you could buy. There's stuff like that. But all of our programs are free. They don't cost anything to get into them. Just keep that in mind.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for running through that. And so, like you said, that's going to be a big thing coming up here soon. And then not too far from that, on September 9th, you got the Teen Volunteer Nights on the Prairie. So touch on a little bit about what this is.
Yes. So Teen Volunteer Night on the Prairie is going to be on Tuesday, September 9th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. located at Keene Conservation Area. This is geared towards teens that need Silver Cord hours, Girl Scout, volunteer for like church groups or anything like that. So anybody that needs volunteer hours, or just they don't necessarily need the hours, they just want to do it. This is a good opportunity to come out and help clean up the native areas and stuff like that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, thanks for touching on that. The next thing here in line is later in the month, September 22nd, is your Fall Equinox Celebration.
Yes, that is on Monday, September 22nd from 6:30 to 7:30, located at Hanging Rock, which is down at Redfield. You can join a naturalist at the astronomical clock to celebrate the change of the seasons there. There's going to be some singing, some dancing as the sun goes down. I mean, it's like a celebration, like you're watching the season change pretty much right before your eyes. So it's kind of an interesting thing if you've never been there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for getting us set up for that. So yeah, lots of fun on September 22nd. And then kind of the last program we're going to highlight here, don't have a date set in mind right now, but we'll check back in, but it's your on-call monarch tagging. And so talk about this.
Yes, so the monarch tagging is just whenever the monarchs start to migrate. You can't predict it. It's just when it happens, it happens. It could be any time in the month of September. If you register for the program ahead of time, you'll get notification via email or text saying, hey, this is going to happen on this day at this location. The whole thing here is that we catch and tag monarch butterflies to help an international monarch migration research project. So it's a big thing. A lot of counties around us are doing it at the same time. So if you are able to come and join us, it's a pretty interesting thing. Like, you literally catch these butterflies and put a little tag on them.
Okay,
so
awesome.
I mean, yeah, like you can hold these butterflies, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I personally have never done it, but I am kind of excited about doing it this year, because that would be interesting to actually hold a butterfly in your hand, like, oh, I have a butterfly.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely. Yeah. So that, I mean, that right there, that's a unique experience.
Right.
So yeah, like you mentioned, people can register for it, mm-hmm. and then they'll get notified when that. Awesome.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, thank you so much. Again, yeah, and like Jenny mentioned, all the programs are open to the public for free, which you can't beat that. I do want to let you elaborate that obviously people can find and sign up for stuff on Eventbrite.
Yes, so if you go to Eventbrite and search Dallas County Conservation, you can see any and all programs that we have coming up, and you can register for it. And then once you do that, you'll get an email saying this program is on this day at this time, this location. And if it's an on-call, we will send out an email letting you know when it's going to happen and where it's going to happen. And again, Shaquan said all programs are public and they're free. So don't have to worry about that. So just come to have some fun with us.
Awesome. Well, again, that is the Dallas County Conservation Outreach Coordinator, Jenny Baker. And Jenny, man, you did a fantastic job. Yeah, thanks for stopping in and highlighting everything here in September. Lots going on. And yeah, we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.